From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In their first strategic dialogue since Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met in April, senior U.S. and Chinese leaders sat down in Washington Wednesday. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile program.
Whether it is money laundering, extorting Korean expatriates, or malicious cyber activity, North Korea has engaged in a number of criminal enterprises that help fund its weapons programs. We must step up our efforts to help to curtail these sources of revenue. Countries around the world and in the U.N. Security Council are joining in this effort, and we hope China will do their part as well.
Tillerson said both sides reaffirmed a commitment to full implementation of U.N. Security Council resolutions, including sanctioned North Korean enterprises. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said the two countries share a common objective.
China continues to work these issues. The reason for this dialogue that we had today was to have an open and frank dialogue about what more can be done in areas of common interest. And I would point out to you that China's end state on the Korean Peninsula in terms of nuclear weapons is the same as ours, and we continue to work towards that end state.
Tillerson and Mattis also discussed maritime tensions, counterterrorism, and improved military-to-military ties with Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Army Chief General Fong Fenghui. The U.N. Security Council has unanimously backed creation of a West African force to combat terrorists in the arid Sahel region.
La France salue. L'adoption à l'unanimité.
The French UN ambassador, François Delattre, commended the unanimous decision Wednesday to use all necessary means to combat the terrorist threat, which he said knows no borders. This is VOA News. Several people have reportedly been detained in Belgium after Tuesday's failed bombing at a Brussels train station. The attacker, identified as a 36-year-old Moroccan national, described as sympathetic to Islamic State, was killed by a soldier after he tried to detonate a suitcase full of nails and gas bottles. U.S. and Canadian law enforcement are investigating the stabbing Wednesday of a policeman at the airport in Flint, Michigan, by a 49-year-old Canadian Muslim identified as Amor Fatoui of Montreal. David Gelios is the special agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation involved.
We are investigating this incident today that happened at about 9:45 this morning as an act of terrorism.
He said the suspect is in custody and cooperating and appears to have acted alone. The officer, Jeff Neville, was stabbed in the neck and is reported to be in stable condition. Canadian police reportedly carried out a search of Fatoui's home and made some arrests. Secretary of State Tillerson said Wednesday Saudi Arabia and others who broke ties with Qatar should present Doha soon with their grievances as a first step to resolve the two-week-old dispute.
Our role has been to encourage the parties to get their issues on the table, clearly articulated, so that those issues can be addressed and some resolution process can get underway to bring this to a conclusion.
The State Department said it's mystified by Riyadh. The United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain have not yet made public their concerns. They've accused Qatar of supporting terrorism, a charge that Doha denies. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke by phone Thursday with Saudi King Salman and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, agreeing to increase efforts to resolve tensions with Qatar. The mayor of the Central African Republic town of Bria said Wednesday the death toll in sectarian violence has risen there to as many as 100. The town is in the heart of diamond mining country. The clashes, which caused dozens to be wounded, pitted armed factions of Salika Muslims against anti-Balaka fighters and erupted hours after Bangui signed a peace agreement with most of the country's armed groups. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Thursday, heavy weapons fire erupted between the army and militia fighters in and around the city of Beni, and several students were wounded in an explosion at a school. The fighting erupted following a prison break earlier this month in which hundreds of inmates, many of them suspected militia fighters, escaped. Falling energy prices led to declines in U.S. stocks Wednesday. Oil prices have fallen to their lowest level in almost a year, despite producer efforts to cut production. Oil has fallen more than 20% this year, with U.S. crude trading above $42 a barrel and Brent crude under $45 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.